Okay, our friends. So today we are going to be reading you another book. We've read several books by this author. And we read about a monster and an alien and a dragon and a superhero. And I understand that there's also a witch and an elf and a unicorn in this series. Maybe we need to read those too. Today's story is called... Do you think we already read them?
Maybe, I don't know.
I'll have to look. Today's story is called... There's a Unicorn in Your Book. It was written by Tom Fletcher and illustrated by Greg Abbott. And my friends, we are ready to have some fun. So buckle up, it's about to get silly. There's a unicorn in your book. Doo-doo-doo-doo-ba-ba-bum. And it's read today by Mommy. And...
I'm the monster that can be in your book.
The monster. I know exactly.
I'm already in this book.
Yeah, you're a tiny little green guy with pink horns.
You mean blue?
Tiny little blue guy with pink horns and a black and white striped t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
That's you?
I'm in this book.
Are you? Oh, let's find out.
I'm at the very, very, very end.
Here we go, friends. Galloping glitter. There's a unicorn in your book. I bet the next page will be full of songs about rainbows and sparkles. Unicorns love to sing... This unicorn isn't singing. What's wrong, unicorn? Is there something on the next page that's making you sad? Shall we have a look and see?
Yeah, I know about those things.
Oh, no! Oh, it's a worry gremlin. No wonder unicorn isn't singing. You don't want a worry gremlin in your book. So wiggle your fingers to make some magic dust. That should help. Get your fingers going, everyone. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
I know what the worry gremlins are.
Yeah, they're awful. They're making him sad. What? Wow. Now there's magic dust everywhere and even a few fairies.
I love fairies.
Mm-hmm. Friends, the whole page is filled with beautiful magic dust. But did it work? Has the worry gremlin gone? Let's swish your book to swish the dust away. Swish, 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 swish. I'm swishing it real hard and the worry gremlin is gone. But, unicorn still isn't singing. What can we do to cheer him up? Oh, unicorns love to be tickled under their chins.
None.
Let's try some tickling. I'm tickling him.
He does not like that.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. No, yes. This unicorn does not like tickling. We should have asked first. Ugh. Sorry, unicorn. What else can we do?
She looks restless.
Oh, let's try to make unicorn smile. Tell your funniest joke.
Ooh,
there's one here. You want to give it a go?
Mm-mm.
Why don't you give it a go?
You do it. I'll tell my joke.
Okay, here's mine. Or, no, you tell me yours first, and then I'll tell you what the book says.
Okay. So, why did the chicken cross the playground?
Why did the chicken cross the playground? I don't know.
To get to the other slide.
Oh, I get it. I get it. That's pretty funny. Well, shall we see what the book says?
What
do you call a unicorn with the cold?
A unicorn.
A unicorn. That's right. Well, that didn't work at all. Wait, are those, what are these holes in your book? Oh, no. More worry gremlins? Oh, they seem to enjoy making unicorn worry. How mean. Look, try giving your book a shake. That might get rid of them. Let's shake these little boogers out. Oh, whoops. Oh, now the unicorn's horn is stuck on the page. Ugh. Give your book another shake, but really gently. Whew, well done. Unicorn's free.
There I am.
And now it's time to get rid of all these worry gremlins once and for all. I know the best way to get rid of a worry is to tell someone about it. And I think there might be someone on the next page who can help us. We turn the page.
Me. It's me.
It's Unicorn's friend Monster.
It's me. It's That's me.
Perfect. Unicorn, whisper your worry to Monster and you'll definitely feel better. And let's see what happens. What did he say?
She said she was afraid the book would fall apart.
Oh, well, look, hooray! Unicorn is much happier now, and the worry gremlins have started to fade.
She was afraid the book would fall apart.
Maybe you could try whispering something now. Let's hold the book very close to Unicorn's ear and shh, whisper really quietly. Whisper really quietly.
Shh. I bet you can't guess what I said.
What did you say? You can't tell. That's okay. Looks like whatever you whispered to Unicorn made him feel even better. And now he might be ready to sing. Shall we join in?
Yes.
Clear your throat. Sit up straight. Let's count everyone in. A one, two, three, four. Rainbow sparkle, rainbow sparkle, shine across the sky. Makes me happy, makes me happy. Nobody knows why. Again, but louder. Are you ready? You want to sing it with me? Rainbow sparkle, shine across the sky. Makes me happy, nobody knows why.
Whee!
Well done, Unicorn. Well done, Monster. And well done, you. The worry gremlins are gone from your book, and I think it's time to celebrate with a unicorn party. Woohoo! Can we all give you a hug? He says,
yes.
And then let's give your book a big hug. Goodbye. Thank you very much, book. You are a real treat. I hope to open you and read you again very soon. Don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. And that, our dear friends, is
the
end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.